بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومولاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How's everybody doing? جزاكم الله خير everybody for coming out. الحمد لله I'm back with my laptop. Yes, so now I am able to do this class without any problems. I hope the sound is okay. Yes, alhamdulillah, perfect. Barakallahu feekum. Okay, what we have here today is we're going to do a little bit of review, inshallah, review families, and also I'm going to add a little bit of the properties of ism. And then after that, we have conjugation, and then Jumla fi'liya practice. These are some of the things that we're going to be doing today. All right. So, review of the families. I am going to go and fetch my review of the families table here and copy paste it. All right. Okay. So, if you remember that this was the review of the families that we had, family 2, Sallama, Yusallimu, Sallim, At-Taslim, Al-Musallim, Al-Musallam. And last time we did a few of these other families there, inshallah. let's add, you know, family 2, family 1, family 4 here, one example of each. Let's add the word nazzala here. Nazzala, the past tense. All right. Now, I'm going to give you a moment to figure out what the rest of this is, please. Okay, inshallah. Kindly send it as a private message to me for the present tense, command tense, master, actor, and acted upon. Following the same pattern, family two was sallama, yusallimu, sallim, at-tasteem, Al-Musallim, Al-Musallam. Now for Nazzala, indeed. Yes, for Nazzala. Inshallah. MashaAllah, Sister Umariam, very good. Tanzil, Munazil, Munazil, very good. Sister Adlina, Munazilu, Nazil, Tanzil, Munazil, Munazil, excellent. Very nice. Nazzala, Yunazzilu, very good. Tanzil, Munazzil, Munzil, Bada Bilal, Munazzil, this is the Shadda. Sister Shabib, don't bother typing in Arabic right now. Type in English, it's okay, inshallah. Eventually, we'll be able to do so, inshallah, in Arabic. Very nice, mashallah, Sister Mahdiya. Good job with that. Thank you. Jameel, mashallah, very good. Yunazzilu. All right, I'll type it in. Yunazzilu. Let me fit this in here better. A little bit better. It's It's better. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Nazil. Excellent. At-tan-zil. Al-munazzil. Al-munazzal. All right. Mashallah. Great job. That's family too. Barakallahu feekum. Okay. Let us do family one. This is something that we, an example of a fi'l. So, by the way, nazzala means what? Nazzala means to, also to reveal, right? Just like anzala is to reveal, nazzala is also to reveal, to come down. And, you know, there's some like slight differences in how it's used in the Quran. But overall, the meaning is almost like a, almost a synonym. It's like an approximate synonym, inshallah. All right. We also have a few fi'il for family one. Let's do, I'm going to give you the root letters here, okay? Give you the root letters, and then you figure out what exactly is the, is the past, present, command, etc. Okay, here is the root letters. If I can just fix my table. What's a word? Help me out here. As it becomes a little bigger. Allahu Akbar. There. All right, we'll give you a moment to figure this out, please. You need the dictionary for this, of course. You need a dictionary for this to complete this task, inshallah. And also, again, please send this to me as a private message, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khair. Ah, excellent, Sister Shamim. You found the I will actually help you out a little bit just to speed it up by displaying the entry from Hanswear here. Right. All right, here is the entry from Hansberg. Ah, mashallah, Brother Bilal, well done. Notice, Brother Bilal, the present tense is yaktubu. So the command would not be e, it will be u. Because R2 has a dhamma. Uktub. Al-katib al Jameel, beautiful. Very nice, very nice. Ahsanti, Sister Shamim. Good job. MashaAllah, Sister Michelle, well done. All those are our masters. Very nice. Harith. Ahsant, well done, MashaAllah. The past tense, Brother Harith, what is it? I know it's obvious. There we go. Ahsant, well done. Excellent. I have a few people who have answered. This is great. I'm going to wait for a couple more answers before proceeding, inshallah. Again, folks, this is an opportunity. We're going to review this in the tutorial because this keeps everything fresh in our minds as we do our class. Okay? Ahsanti, sister Shamim. Al-Katib al-Maktub. Very good. And then, as we're going to start into present tense and command tense, having this refreshed in our minds will be a big, big help. Sister Ziyad, Ahsant. Very nice done. Very, very nicely done. And good choice of Masdar as well. Sister Mahdiya, well done as well. Barakulafiki. Brother Musa, if you can tell me the command tense. And Sister Mahdiya are looking for the actor. Well done, Sister Nadia, well done. All right, I'm going to now start typing as well, inshallah. So here I am. I have kataba, right? As you remember from family one, in the families, we don't know what is going to be on R2. We have to look it up. So alima, I have to look up what's on lam. And then ya'lamu, I have to look up what's on the lam again. So lam would have been looked up. Once I have these two, i'lam, I can make my chop chop. Al-ilm, I have to look up. It's in the brackets. Al-alim, I can make. Al-ma'lum, I can make from a pattern. Now I have the root here. Kataba. Kaftaba. I figure, I look it up, and it's kataba, which would mean that my R2 has a fatha. R1 always is gonna have a fatha, and my R3 for the he has a fatha. But here now I know R2 has a fatha as well. No problem, sister Sara, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bik. Welcome to the class. All right, here we are. Yuck. Yaktubu. How do I know it's Yaktubu? Well, I look at my U here, and that tells me R2 has a lamba. Then I have chop chop. I chop this off the ya at the beginning. I chop off the tadwin, or sorry, I chop off the dhamma at the end. And here I have this word left. I have to add a hamzatul wasl. I have to add a hamzatul wasl, otherwise it won't work. And then since my R2 has a dhamma, I put a dhamma on the hamzatul wasl. If my R2 had nothing other than a dhamma, I would put a kasra. If it's a fatha, I put a kasra. If it's a kasra, I put a kasra. The easy way to remember is dhamma equals dhamma. Anything else, kasra. So I make it uktub. Uktub. In terms of the command, the idea of it, chop chop. If I was to just write this again for you here, sister, right? You see, yaktubu. Here is the first chop. The first chop is the ya, that goes. Okay. The second chop is the dhamma on R3, replace with a sukun. That goes. All right. And then to make it pronounce to be able to pronounce this. In family one, I have to add a hamzatul wasl with a, in this case, a dhamma. Does that make sense, inshallah? Very But we will have more time for this when we get to that in the book, inshallah. Okay, the masdar, there is one, two, three masdars here, right? And also and al-kitaba, huh? You could also say like kitab is probably a masdar as well. It's not listed here. I'm pretty sure kitab is a masdar as well. Kataba yaktubu uktub means to write. Kataba, he wrote. Yaktubu, he's writing. Uktub, you write. Al-Katb, you might have heard this if you have some Arab friends. Katb al-Kitab. This is engagement in Arabic. What they do is that they, Islamically, they conduct a nikah ceremony, and then that's called Katb al-Kitab, because it's like now you are written to be married, or your marriage is now written down. Kitaba is writing. Or it's even used to handwriting, right? Or the ability to write. All right. Al-Katib. Al-Katib is the... What do you think, people? What is the meaning of Al-Katib? The author, mashallah. The writer, right? Excellent. Jazakallah khair, brother Bilal. And Al-Maktub is what? Let's look up Al-Maktub, shall we? Written, what's written down. It's... Is there... Where's the... Oh, there it is. Okay. Kitaba, the act or practice of writing, right? Let me show you. From this is Maktab, which is an office. Maktaba is a library. Katib is a writer, a scribe, right? Somebody who writes. And you would have an old Arab, in old times, Katib al-Dawla, right? Secretary of State. Maktub, written down, recorded, fated, destined. It's also used to describe sometimes destiny. This is what happened is maktub indallah. What happened to you was written in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the record of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see? So sometimes it is used for that purpose as well. Maktub. Destiny. Predetermined course of events. Make sense, inshallah? Like it's written in the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes or no, people? You with me? Okay, very good. Next up, we are going to attempt to do Amana. Now, Amana for family four is interesting. Do you know why it's interesting? I will remind you if you have forgotten. Here is the reminder for Amana. You would have the root letters are Hamza, Meem and Noon. Okay, Hamza, Meem, Noon are the root letters. Okay, the pattern is Aslama. That's the pattern I want to put it on. R1 has a sukoon. R2 has a fatha. R3 has a fatha. So if I was to do that, I would do it like this: R1 sukoon, R2 with a fatha, R3 with a fatha. That pronunciation is quite hard. Mana. That gives me like my throat becomes sore saying that. Mana. That's quite tough. Exaggerated effect there to make you see the point. So what the ease to make the pronunciation this easy, the old Arabs would say, you know what? And thus it's Amana. But in reality, R1 is still, this is still your R1. Okay? It's just switched in order for the sake of ease of pronunciation. Okay? You with me, people? Okay, now I'd like you to tell me what the rest of this is, please. Privately. to remember that aslama yuslimu, the in present tense the ya has a dhamma. Very nice, Sister Shamin. I think you want to say, you know, very good. Sister Maryam, excellent. Ahsanti, really well done. Sister Michelle, well done. Brother Bilal, it's you. There we go. Very good. Sister Umziyad, Ahsanti, well done, mashallah. Very well done, mashallah. Good job. Amen. Very good. Very nice, Brother Mushfiq. Just the only thing is the command is Amen. There's no ya there, huh? Sister Sarah, you, not you, man, you minu. Kasra, see, yuslimu, you minu. Yes, indeed, Brother Mushrik, you're right. Good job, Sister Adlina, well done. Barakallahu fikum. All right, I'm going to start now, the rest, everybody together, all right? So here we are, Amana. I have a ya with a dhamma. That's my family four, okay? R2 is written like this. Sorry, R1 is written like this. You, just like yus, right? R1 has sukun. Yus, limu, yu, minu. Just like that. Kasra and then dhamma. Sukun, kasra, dhamma, yu, minu. All right? Then I have chop. If I do chop, I have what? I am left with this, right? Now, aslim, the hamzatul qata is returned in the very beginning. The hamzatul qata is returned in the very beginning with a fatha. Again, what do you have? A'min. A'min. That's tough. So what do you do with a'min? You turn it to Amin. Amin. Make sense? We'll strike this through. All right. Now, Islam. Al-Islam. So, Kasra. Huh? Now, R1 is a this, right? Hamza. Fatha on R2, Alif, and then R3. Again, man, it's tough. Here I have a Kasra. So what do I think I should turn this into Kasra with a Sukun? I should turn it into a Ahsantum. I should turn this into a Ya, Al-E-Man. Very nice indeed. Strike through there. Very good. Okay, that's okay, Sister Sarah. This is that's why we're doing this. Alhamdulillah, we're gonna try to get this right, inshallah. Yeah, Al Mu. This one is a tough one, but that's okay. Al Mu'min, Al Muslim, Kasra, and Al Mu'man. With the fatha, yeah? Make sense, people? All right, very good. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right, this is good. This is excellent review. Now I'm going to get something. Oh, hold on, hold on, hold on. Sorry, I just had my example there. I completely lost it. Okay, here we are. Let me get from the book, actually. Days of the Ism. Okay, do you remember this table? Right, you guys remember this? All right, we have to review this because for the outside doer and maf'ul, they're mansub, marfu', you know, they're coming in different forms. I want us to make sure that we're good with this, inshallah. So let us review this with one word, inshallah. Have some time. And the word that we're going to use, I'm going to remove these for now. The word we're going to use is, let's use the word al-katib, okay? Actually, you know what? You've used the word mu'min before in the book. Actually, let's use the word al-mu'min because it's easier because it's coming in an example that I want to give you. Okay? This is going to be the believer. Okay? Now, I want you to help me with the rest of this. Yeah? What is al-mu'min marfu status? Al-mu'min, just let's do it together. Al-mu'minu. Al-mu'minu, very good. Mansub al-mu'minna. Majrur al-mu'min. Mu'mini, right? The believer. Correct? All right. Next up is what? The two believers. Very good. The two believers. All right. What would I put here? Yes, the two. Oh, yeah. Should I say believing men? Yeah, I think that makes sense. Believing men. Yes, thank you, Sister Madia, for that. The believer. I'll put like an M here for now, okay? Al-mu'minani. Al-mu'minani. Very good. And what is the mansub and majrur status of it? Excellent. Al-mu'minayni. Al-mu'minayni. Jamil. Very good. All right. The plural. The believing men. Yeah? What do I have? Al-mu'mi. Nuna, al-mu'minuna. Very good. And what do I have with for the mansub version? Al-mu'minina. Al-mu'minina. Okay. Sounds good. People, yes? All right, let's do the indefinite version. I have a believer. Man, right? What do I write? Mu'minun, correct? Mu'minun. And I gotta remove my al. Yes or no? Can't have an al with tanween. Perfect. Then, what do I have here? Mansub. Mu'minan. Mu'minan. Perfect. And the majrur. Mu'minin. Very nice. It's the majrur. Okay. All right. I'm going to copy this here. Tell me, how do I make this al-mu'minani indefinite? Remove the al. Perfect. Mu'minani. This is two believing men, right? And how do I make it two believing men in the mansub majrur version? No al. Remove the al. Mu'minaini. All right. Very good. Mashallah. Then I have the believing men. What do I do? Mu'minuna. Remove the al. And then Mu'minina. Remove the al. Mu'minuna. Marfu'. Mu'minina. Mansub majrur. Folks, you with me? All right. I'm glad you are. All right. Now, I'm going to actually do the conjugation practice at the end. I'm going to go ahead with the Jumla fi'liya practice. Mu'minina. Oh, sorry. I'll fix that, Sister Umziyat. Thank you. I'm going to do Jumla fi'liya practice right away. Okay? Because I want to spend some time on that. But I think that is a little bit more important right now for us. Yes or no, people? Okay. How would I say, that's the activity, okay? I hope you're not gonna like be completely saddened by this. Let me pull up the textbook just so that you don't forget. Sorry, let's put it up actually here. All right. He accepted Islam. Hint, it's family four. You can send this to me as a public thing, not private. Amana, he believed, but I'm talking about accept Islam. Seen Lam Meme. Family four. Very nice. To embrace Islam. Aslama. Remember that? Family four. Excellent. Aslama. Aslama. Are you with me, people? We haven't done this fail yet. We've done like Alima and all these other fails. We haven't done Aslama yet. But you see, Aslama, family four, this is the fail we use. He became Muslim, he embraced Islam. Are you with me, people? Okay, now I want you to tell me, how would you say they accepted Islam? Very nice. The answer is Aslamu. They accept Islam. Very good. Aslamu. Okay. How would I say he wrote? It's a fairly covered. Very good. Kataba. Kataba. He wrote. Okay, excellent. Now, tell me how I would write the believer wrote. I'm going to put the Jumla Fi'liya rules for you. Excellent. I start with Kataba. I start with Kataba. Let me plug in my battery. Charger here, sorry. I start with Kataba. That's wrote, right? Yeah. What is my hidden pronoun? Or what's my pronoun here in this fair? Hidden pronoun he, right? When I have hidden pronoun he, the question I ask myself is, is there another, is there an outside doer? Yes or no? In this case, we want an outside doer because we want it outside fa'il, because we want it to be the believer. So I can now write katabal mu'minu. Katabal mu'minu. You with me? If I was to analyze this sentence, I would say my fa'il is kataba. My fa'il, I start with my hidden pronoun he, but then I look and what do I find? I find that I have a word after it that is marfu'. See? Is there an ism after the fi'l that's marfu'? Yes, that takes the place of my my pronoun and thus becomes my fa'il. You with me, people? Okay, very nice. Let's continue. They wrote. They plural. Very nice. Katabu. Okay. Excellent. Now, let us try the following. Okay. This is a tricky one, but I want you to try it with me. Okay. Let me read the, let me give you an example. Okay. كره المشركون. The fa'il is a plural word. To have a plural outside fa'il, the hidden pronoun has to be he/she. All right. That's what the book says. Let's see what our notes, what did we make for the notes? Something we made last time. I'm jumping between notes here because there's a lot of things that we had covered. Okay. Outside fa'il will generally match the gender of the hidden pronoun. Okay? If I wanted to use a masculine plural, hidden pronoun he is used. Masculine pair, hidden pronoun he is used. Huh? That's what I have to do. Now, I want you to tell me, how would I say, the believers wrote. The believers wrote. Stuff is hard, mashallah. You're attempting it. This is hard stuff. This is not easy stuff. Now you're putting together the rules, processing them. That's what the tutorial is for. Okay. If I was to write katabu, if I was to write this, what's my actor? Who's my fa'il in katabu? Wow, right? If I have wow, can I replace that with a outside fa'il? No. To be able to do that, I need, as Sister Maryam saying, I need hidden pronoun he or she, correct? So I actually need hidden pronoun he. What would it be? Kataba, right? Kataba. And I don't need she because the believers here are masculine. Generally, outside files gender will match the gender of the hidden pronoun. Mu'minuna, masculine. Kataba, he, masculine. Okay, and then I write al mu mi. Nuna Katabal Mu'minuna. I'm making a lot of typos here today. Sorry, folks. I don't know what's going on. Katabal Mu'minuna. There we go. Yes? You with me, people? Does that make sense? How about I say the two believing men wrote? Hidden pronoun can be used for plural too. Yes, indeed. Hidden pronoun he is what is used if you want to use or if you want to make a plural. Like an outside file to be plural. Perfect. I start again with the same thing. I start with kataba. Okay. Hidden pronoun he. Why? Because believing men are pair and masculine. Okay. So I use he, hidden pronoun he, to match the masculine. And I need it to be he because I need it rajulani, or the two believing men, sorry, to be my outside file. And the only way I can do it is if I have hidden pronoun he. Al mu'minani. Katab al mu'minani. People, you're with me. Let's analyze these two sentences, shall we? What's the fi'il in katab al mu'minuna? It's kataba. Fantastic. My fa'il is, let's start with the pronoun first. Thank you very much. Hidden pronoun he. But then I look, is there a word afterwards that is, that could be the outside file? Indeed it is, which is al-mu'minuna. So I will replace this with that. Al-mu'minuna, and that's my fa'il. No problem. Jazakallah khair. All right, same thing here, right? The fa'il is kataba. Exactly the same thing here. Fa'il is kataba. The hidden pronoun is he, but I replace it with al-mu'minani, and that's my fa'il. Yes? Make sense, people, so far? All right, now I want to say the believers wrote to the scholar. How do I say scholar, by the way? How does this call her? Al-alim. Good, right? From Aliba. Let me refresh your memory. You see that? Al-alim. Alima, he knew. Al-alim, the one who knows, i.e. the scholar. Yes? How do I say two? Ila, very good. Ila is two. And I have scholar, which is al-a-lim. Yeah? All right. Bismillah. MashaAllah, Sister Michelle. Try to put the believers in the very right next to the fair. This is going to work all the muscles in your brain. All the neurons that have formed over the course of the study, this will... All the electric currents are flying, inshallah, at your brain right now. But that's what's needed to learn, yes? Okay. How do I write kataba? How do I write the believers wrote? I say kataba. The believers. Al-mu'minuna. Are you okay with that part so far? Right? Kataba al-mu'minuna. That's what we've done. Right? Now, ila, which is two. Al-a-li. What goes on the meme? Ila al-ali mi kasra. Very good. Kasra. Why kasra? Excellent, right? If I look at ila al-alimi, if I was to look at ila al-alimi, what do I have in ila al-alimi? I have ila, that is my harf jar, yes? And have al-alim, which is my it's a majroor, right? It's an obibo. All right. Now tell me, how would you say they wrote to the scholar? Very similar. Jamil, katabu. Katabu ila al-alimi. Yes? Here, my fi'il is what? My fi'il is... Kataba, right? Okay, my fa'il is, wow, thank you. Can I be an outside doer now? Can't be. And then ila al-alimi is the same as before. Harf jar ism majrur, right? People, you with me? Okay, now I'm gonna do something else. How do I say a book in Arabic? Oh, we have a couple of minutes. Kitab, right? Kitab. Okay, I want you to tell me, how would I say they wrote a book? If it is kitabun, that would be, let's refresh our memory as you're writing this. The memory we like to refresh is what? Our fa'il, fa'il, and maf'ul. Our maf'ul, where is it? Our maf'ul is mansub. Mansub, right? Now, I didn't say in a book, I didn't say to a book, I say they wrote a book. So what would I be having here? Kata bu a book kita ban. Kata bu kita ban. Look at that. That's my, the maf'ul is always mansub, isn't it? People, you with me? If I was to analyze the sentence, what do I have? My fi'l, which is? My fi'l, which is? Kataba. My fa'il, which is? Wow. My maf'ul, which is? Kitaban. Yes or no? Can we do a couple of examples just to finish up, if you don't mind? Are you? Is this? How are you feeling about this? This is making you think, right? Putting everything together slowly but surely. Yes. This is the thing. The tutorial. I'm not going to make you do this in class. This is actually a little bit above expectations of the course. Because the expectation of the course is to identify, not produce, right? But now we're producing speech. That's a little bit above expectation. When we do that, that means that when we do whatever is expectation of course, it's easier for us to retain that. Yes? Okay. I want you to say, they wrote it. Inshallah, I'm glad you came to the tutorial though. They wrote it. Try they wrote. Excellent. All right. Mashallah, all of you are getting this. Katabuhu. Katabuhu. Just like fakadabuhu fa'aqaruha. Right? The same thing. The fi'il. The fi'il is kataba. The fa'il is the waw still. And the maf'ul now is what? Who, right? And notice the alif of protection is not written because the maf'ul is what protects the waw, yes? All right, just second last example, and I will we'll end with the last one. That's like a end with a bang type thing, huh? You're like, what? Wait a minute. That can't be good. The believers wrote a book. Yeah, they wrote a book. The believers wrote a book. I want you to think about the last one that we'll do. Okay, the ones who've done this, think about the last one. Think about it. MashaAllah, a lot of you writing this correct answer. Kataba al-mu'minuna kitaban. Right? MashaAllah, amazing. Fa'il. Kataba. Fa'il. I start with my hidden pronoun. He, but actually, what's the fa'il? Al-mu'minuna. Replaced by al-mu'minuna. Okay, very good. And the maf'ul, people, what is it? Kitaban, right? Now, this is the trickiest one of them all. The believers wrote it. If you get this right, you've actually done what we're going to do on Monday. That's what we're doing on Monday. Okay? So if you don't get it right, don't worry, because we haven't done this just yet. But I want you to attempt it. Are you up for that challenge, folks? MashaAllah, Sister Nadia, Sister Umziad, Brother Harith, Sister Michelle, you guys got it right. Okay, how do I write this? Well, I start by saying, Kataba al-mu'minuna, right? You can think of it that way. But I want to say it. The pronoun, attached pronoun, maf'ul, has to be attached to the fi'il, isn't it? Attached pronoun attaches to the fi'il. So I have to attach it here. So I write it, katabahu al-mu'minuna. Or, katabahu al-mu'minuna. You see that? And I will do the same thing. I will copy paste my analysis of kataba. And the fa'il is al-mu'minuna. But my maf'ul, people, is what? Who? Right? The believers wrote it. If there's an alif at the end of kitaban. So Sister Michelle, kitaban, this is mansub, right? And then we write a word that's mansub, if you remember. An ism that is mansub, singular, it's written like this. Remember that? Mu'minan. Pronunciation and spelling rule. Do you recall that now? All right. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. How did you find this practice? The wow, Sister Nadia. All right, tough but good. That's the whole thing. Alhamdulillah. Sister Salam, just asking about the homework. People, please memorize it, okay? Inshallah ta'ala. Bi-idhillah. Jazakumullah khair, everybody. Again, the homework, please do so. Please memorize it, inshallah. I'll see you all, inshallah, on Monday. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. The next homework, Sister Solange will post it and send you a message on the WhatsApp group, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother Mushfiq is asking, I'll answer this question. Kataba, who is because it here we're using it as he. Right? If I was using ha, It would be her. That's why. In the example I wrote here, the very beginning, maybe it wasn't right away clear, but see, I said wrote it he. So that's why we're using who. All right? Inshallah. Don't you worry, this is Monday, coming up on Monday, inshallah. All right. Jazakallah khair. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.